Okay, there we go. Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for now, Tuesday, the 26th of November. Good morning to you all. Hope you're keeping well. Good to have you with us, as always. The whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So let's get straight into it. Then we'll, of course, start with our risk warning currently up on screen. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. And as always, these markets are volatile to the extent where you really do need to have a strong focus on risk management. Yes, we are kind of working with slightly wider stop losses than perhaps we would ordinarily like, but that's really as a direct result of the amount of volatility in these markets. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, then, as always, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature of everyone's strategy, along with your ability to enter and exit those markets and hopefully do so consistently. How do we manage risk? So going through the process of making sure that you control your exposure in these markets. Trade management, also very important. How do you manage a profitable trade, for example, when it moves in line with your expectations, along with trading psychology. So all very important features. A lot of education in your members area on each of these areas. And just to let you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade room. So that's where we can practically apply a lot of what we discuss every day, and certainly the analysis in the session every morning. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. No matter what's really going on, we want to maintain a high degree of consistency, accuracy with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and we are patient when we need to be as well. Okay, so let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, good morning, everyone. Welcome. We bring up Forex Factory. So it's going to be a little bit of a slightly strange week in the sense that we've got a bank holiday in the US. It's Thanksgiving on Thursday. So it's a bank holiday in the US, and it's kind of a shorter day on Friday as well. So, and yesterday, very little of any interest really for markets. It was very much more around the geopolitical developments, the Trump making announcements in terms of new Treasury Secretary, and the impact that was likely to have on these markets as well have been felt. So today, the 26th, we've got consumer confidence numbers. So how confident is the consumer in the US? If I just click on this button here, you'll be able to see. We took a bit of a dip over the summer, slightly. We're around 100, 103. We dipped to 98, which came in below expectations. And the expectations now is that we're actually getting a bit of a stronger consumer, a little bit more confidence. So that's probably the Trump effect, and I suppose the consumer perhaps thinking about trade tax cuts, and that might make them, you know, put a little bit more money in their pocket. The other side to that is difficulties with this trade war dynamic that could have quite an inflationary impact on those on the confidence of those consumers. But markets are predominantly building in the upside as far as the equities and the indices are concerned. There's also FOMC meeting minutes later on today, which will be interesting. A couple of smaller little home sales and Richmond manufacturing index, which will be a regional manufacturing number. And then tomorrow we'll be hearing from, well, we get Australian CPI. What's concerning is there seems to be a little bit of an uptick across the board in inflation already. That would be a bit of a concern if inflation is upward moving from here, not just for the Fed, but for most global central banks. And we're going to be hearing from the RBNZ as well, expected a 50 basis point rate cut. And if you detract a lot of the noise when a central bank cuts rates, it's negative for the currency versus raising rates, which is positive for the currency. So we'll have this currency differential between perhaps the Fed, which are going to be struggling to cut as freely as they'd like, versus other central banks, which will be cutting very, very quickly. Let me just show you this on the left-hand side here. So we've already got the UK pound at 4.75, the RBNZ, and the dollar all at 4.75. Now, the pound and the New Zealand economy will be in a better position perhaps to cut rates a little bit more than perhaps the dollar. So again, we are continuing to focus on the dollar for primarily that reason. It is supported by bond yields. If you look at these bond yields, they're softening ever so slightly off the highs. And probably a little bit of a positive reaction really to the Donald Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary. So, but the 2 year and the 10 year are both roughly around the same sort of price. So we may have inverted bond yields pretty soon. Yesterday we're up at 4.33. So we've just pulled back just slightly. Now, does this mean that this is a peak and we're going to finally roll back over to the downside? We're not so sure. So currently a little pullback there in bond yields. So tomorrow is important because we'll be getting some inflation data for the Australian economy, and we'll be getting a rate cut very likely from the RBNZ. So there might be opportunities there. We've got GDP and unemployment claims tomorrow for the US, along with core PCE, which is the Fed's favored inflation number. And 0.3 does suggest that that's ticking a little bit higher. Over the last year, we've been around 0.2. So a slight uptick there for personal consumption expenditure. And then, like I said, we've got a bank holiday on Thursday for Thanksgiving in the US. And Friday is very likely to be a little bit of a quiet day as well. A bit of a half trading day, I guess. Okay, so that's just a little breakdown of the fundamentals. We had a quick look at bond yields, which are softening ever so slightly. What does that mean for these equity markets? Well, we're pretty much up at all-time highs. Pretty much across the board. And let me share the S&P 500 with you on the daily. So we're up at these elevated levels. Massive rally. We rallied up to these highs, pulled back, and run into some support. And now we've seen this strong gap up over the weekend. We rallied a little bit, and now it's looking slightly weaker. So there is resistance at these highs that must be taken into consideration. You know, the large caps are we're seeing some strange sort of weakness in areas like Nvidia. We'll see where that is now again this morning. But when equity markets are rallying aggressively, we're not seeing the large cap, the Magnificent Seven, all fall into line necessarily. So there is what we call sort of winners and losers with this whole Donald Trump dynamic playing out for us. Dow Jones, good strong rally yesterday, gapped up, rallied. Our expectation would be for further upside. So the Nikkei, this is a horrible bit of price action really, and probably better opportunities elsewhere for now. Similarly with the DAX and the CAC, a bit more weakness perhaps on the CAC than we do on the DAX. Really where all the action is very much in the indices and the dollar and the commodities as well. So quick look at the dollar then. So our bias, as you know, is very much to the downside. We had a really volatile trading day on Friday. We had a strong rally yesterday. Weren't really interested in buying this move to the upside yesterday because our bias is still to the downside. So that's a good indication in terms of the market can obviously make whatever moves it likes. But if you've got a particular direction, then you're waiting for that next opportunity to get into that sell trade. And that's pretty much where we're at so far overnight. We've sold off a little bit and that's pulled back in the Asia session. Our bias is very much to the downside for the pound. That weakness is still playing out. If we just zoom out a little bit, we've been in this vague upward channel. Now it looks like we're going to perhaps break out of these levels. That's why this low in here from Friday is a bit of a potential support level. So we'll see how this market plays out, if there's an opportunity there. So we will keep a close eye on the yen. There's a bit of mild yen strength. It's nothing that convincing. Perhaps more so against the euro and the pound might be worth looking at. The yen is very much going to be BOJ dependent. So that's the problem with the yen. Now there is a bearish bias to it. You can see the lower highs and lower lows. We'd probably expect that to continue. Stop losses may be kind of wide, and it's not a great setup, but it's one worth watching for sure. So moving back to the dollar, our bias for now is still to the upside. We finally had that really strong rally. So as you know, we were buyers of the dollar CAD, sellers of the Aussie dollar, and the euro dollar as well. There's just an awful lot of volatility in there, along with everything else. So New Zealand dollar, so we're going to be getting a 25 basis point rate cut. So that would sort of support that potential sell trade. So we can still look for the dollar to weaken. We keep an eye on the yen. So this is where we've seen a sizable move. So crude oil, yesterday we were looking to get into this trade below the 70.32. That eventually happened. It was we'll have a look at it in a bit more detail. And our bias is very much to the downside, so we'll see if there's an opportunity there. Same dynamic for gold. It was quite a surprising rally quite a surprising sell-off, should I say, in the dollar and in gold. This is like almost a bearish engulfing candlestick. So we can certainly have a look at a bit of a sell trade below these levels, 26.16. So 26.16 for gold. The 68.50. For oil. Now, we're not really getting a strong follow-through necessarily from the dollar just yet, but that is very much in the cards. So we're still quite bullish the US dollar specifically. So let's put this into our trade plan. So we still have the rally in the dollar and the rally in the indices playing out. It's a slightly upside down position, so we're a bit more conservative with our risk as a result. So let's amend this, and we'll post this into the chat box then, guys, and we'll move over to our European live trading mentorship room. So again, it's we're still in this mixed market dynamic. We're still in this risk on market phase with the equity markets rallying. Problem is, we also have a strong dollar and we have bond yields up at significant highs. They've pulled back just ever so slightly, but it's very difficult to say that we've seen a reversal necessarily in bond yields just for now. So as a result, we can still stick with that bullish bias in the indices. We need to take note of the Magnificent Seven. See what they're doing, see what NVIDIA is doing. There is certainly some concerning aspects to those markets. And they're likely to pull the equity markets either to the downside or they'll push them higher. So we'll keep an eye on those as well. Yep, so we'll stick with some dollar strength. This time we've got a sell trade in crude oil below. We're at a lower price now, 68.50. 68.50, so we're a good 170, 180 pips lower now. And then the last one can be gold. So below. And the price for gold is the 26.16. 26.16. Okay, so we'll you see they're slightly separate. We're either going to be looking to buy the indices, which is a tough trade when you have prices up at all-time highs, or we look for that dollar strength trade, which again, it's not that conclusive. So that's our bias. We still have this mixed market dynamic, which we'll stick with for now. A little bit more clarity in crude oil with a sell trade below the 68.50 and a sell trade in gold below the 26.16. So I'm going to post this now into the chat box. So as always, you can take that away with you. And like I said, we'll switch over to the live trade room now. We'll switch over to our European live trading mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see if we can apply what we've been discussing. Really, we kind of have a trade plan. It's not the most convincing of trade plans. We'd like to see a little bit more clarity, perhaps in the dollar and the indices where at these current prices. So do bear that in mind. In terms of narrative, we can take narratives from either side, whether it's kind of risk on for the indices rally. You know, we'd be looking at things like certainly the tech rally. The Trump trade, which should be a feature now of kind of that risk on rally, tax cuts and things of that nature versus the risk off market dynamic, which would be a stronger dollar, largely due to this sort of hawkish Fed type dynamic. So on that note, we'll let you go. The narratives are a little bit confused, but if there's any questions, don't hesitate to give us a shout and let us know. And on that note, we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and feel free to connect with us there through our website if you have any questions. And so absolutely my pleasure as always, guys. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in the other room very, very shortly. My pleasure, guys. Take care. All the best. Bye for now.